Hello, it's Monday, June the 14th, and we are in the prophecy of Isaiah. Today we're in chapter 34, and this is a tough chapter. It's a difficult chapter. It's a chapter basically about God's judgment, and I think that the prophet is viewing it from the perspective of events that are taking place in Isaiah's lifetime in judging the nations. But ultimately, I think this is a depiction of hell, the day of judgment, and the consequences of it. Tomorrow's chapter will be the opposite. Chapter 35 is a chapter that depicts wonderful blessings, and ultimately, I think, is a depiction of heaven, and is one of my most favorite chapters, next to perhaps Romans 8 in the entire Bible. But here in chapter 34, we have extravagant language. Verse 2, the Lord is enraged against all the nations and furious against all their host. He has devoted them to destruction, has given them over for slaughter. Their slain shall be cast out, and the stench of their corpses shall rise. The mountains shall flow with their blood. And in our progressive era, that depiction of God is, of course, altogether unacceptable. The idea of God hot and furious with holy rage and vengeance. And for those who believe that God is love and everybody is going to be saved, chapters like this are incredibly difficult. But if you turn to the New Testament and read Matthew 25 or Revelation 20, you have very similar depictions using very similar language. There's a reference here as the camera sort of focuses down. It begins with the nations, but then it focuses down on a particular enemy of Israel, and they have been a thorn in her side from the very beginning, and they are the Edomites. And the Edomites, who you remember when the Israelites in the Exodus were making their way to the Promised Land, they wanted to go through Edomite territory, even offering to pay the Edomites for water to drink, and the Edomites refused. Saul made war with the Edomites, as did Solomon. And at Jerusalem's collapse, the Edomites again showed their hostility towards the Israelites. The book of Obadiah, the prophet, is entirely devoted to words of retribution to the Edomites. They were the they were sons of Esau. And technically, therefore, related to the Israelites. And they remain enemies of God's people throughout the course of the Old Testament. Isaiah the prophet doesn't flinch here, and neither should we. And when you read verse 16, seek and read from the book of the Lord. Read the Bible, and you will see that what he says here is consistent with what the Bible says elsewhere. Well, that's chapter 34, a terrible chapter, but every word of it is true.